From Power to Poverty calls for urgent action to address the gap between the world's rich and poor. Duncan Green, the book's author, spoke to VOA.
The comparison would be with the US in the Depression or with Europe after the Second World War, where you had the New Deal, you had the creation of welfare states. We need some level of political inspiration like that on a global scale if we're actually going to get through this century without catastrophic damage to the climate and without continued and deepening instability and violence.
Green said the gap between the wealthy and poor has been growing at a fast pace recently. He said the income of the world's 500 richest billionaires, exceeding that of the world's 416 million poverty-stricken, is a sign that there is a need to redistribute the world's resources. Green says the countries that have been successful in narrowing the gap have had two things in common.
They've done it because of what's gone on inside the country, much more than what's gone on outside. And they've done it because they've had two things. They've had effective states which have actually managed the economy, managed security, delivered for the national development. And they've also had active citizens. So the book argues for this combination of active citizens and effective states as the key place where development happens.
Green also called for an overhaul of international institutions such as the IMF and the World Bank. Redistribution, Green said, is crucial to closing the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The state, he said, should act as an agent of change through tax and land reforms that give the poor an edge within countries. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.